This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
A friend of mine got carded. His name is Al. He got carded at a liquor store the other day. And while getting out his ID, his Blockbuster card fell out. And the clerk laughed at him and said, "Never mind." Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, this is a true story. Glad you guys are with me. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. What do you have in your wallet that's like a throwback? I had a Playboy Mansion. It was a Playboy Club. Remember, you guys may not remember. Yeah, I know y'all are too young, but there was a Playboy Club. They used to have Playboy Clubs, and you'd get this card that had the rabbit on it. And it would get you into the Playboy Club. And they had one in Dallas, and I won some contest. This is years ago. I won some contest where they gave me the card to get into the Playboy Club and something else. It was two or three things. It was like one of these charity things, but somebody gave away their membership to the Playboy Club. Long story short, the thing shut down within 2 weeks of me having a card. I'm not exaggerating this. So if you can tell the time frame by when of what I'm talking about, by when they started closing the Playboy Clubs. So I never got a chance to go in, but I had that card for a long time because I thought it was cool that I had a card to the Playboy Club. Oh, man. What do you have in your purse or your wallet that would date you? You know, that if you just dusted it off, you know, Blockbuster membership card or, you know, like this, like my friend Al or something, you know, something that dates you. I'm just curious. Anyway, let us know. 844-551-8255 if you have something that would bust you. Fact checkers. They came of age when the disinformation era came to be. And we are in the midst of the biggest disinformation campaign known to man. And the king of disinformation, a.k.a. the lies, are leftists. They're the biggest liars on the planet. And I'm going to talk more about these people. And I'm going to tell you something kind of fascinating. You probably haven't thought about it in this way when we start talking about Joey Demento, the leader of the Democrats. See, fact checkers are paid minions of leftists. They are the propagandists. They want us to believe that there's oversight. It's like Congress having oversight committees. They want us to believe that they're checking themselves, right? We talk about sex scandals outside of politics, and Harvey Weinstein has to go down. Jeffrey Epstein has to go down. But inside of Congress, they paid $17 million to keep all their sex scandals hush-hush. But they have oversight, right? These are people that want to make sure that Congress is running on the up and up. Look at the amount of money these people go in Congress being worth and what they come out. If they ever come out, what they're worth. But they want you to believe that there's oversight. That's right. They're looking out for you. They're watching every dollar. Ruse after ruse, scam after scam. Never any oversight. Consider how the social media giants fact check. I want to just stick on this for just a second. What have Twitter and Facebook and all of them, the New York Times, what have they been wrong? Not that they're social media giants, but you get what I'm saying. What has the massive media been wrong about? What have the Googles and the, as I said, the Facebook, the Twitters, the Instagrams, which are some of the same, what have they been wrong about? Well, let me give you the answer. Everything. They're wrong about global climate change. They call us deniers. You can't talk about that. They're wrong about the death of Seth Rich. If there was any media, people would be in prison for killing this young man. They're certainly wrong about the election. They're wrong about the disease of called the Wu flu and a host of other things. They have recanted. They were wrong about Russian collusion. The New York Times. got Pulitzer Prizes for being wrong about a story. And if you said that Trump was not involved in Russian collusion, you could get kicked off of social media. If you said that there was voter fraud in this election, you did get kicked off of social media. I'm kicked off of Facebook for doing absolutely nothing, for being a person who gives his opinion about what's going on in the world and pretty much tells you this is opinion. And I got kicked off because the fact checkers don't like my opinion. Somebody out there said, hey, his opinion is wrong. Check with him. He's wrong about his own opinion. Let me ask you this. All the things that they've been wrong about, everything that they're wrong about, do they ever come back and apologize? Have they reinstated accounts that they banned after they accused them of misinformation? Do you think these people, after... No, let me put it to you this way. If they knew right now definitively, and by the way, they do, but if it could be proven that every voter, you know, all the voter fraud that's going on, when Georgia overturns theirs and Wisconsin and all these, Arizona, all these people they're counting, when they find out there's voter fraud, do you think they're going to bring President Trump back onto their platform to say, hey, listen, we're really sorry? And what's the outcome if you're a fact checker and you get the fact checking wrong? What should happen to you? Yeah. They never come back and apologize for misinformation. Let me give you a good example. You guys, because you're going, well, Kevin, you don't really know about it. Okay, I'm going to play devil's advocate on myself and pretend that I care about, you know, people trying to question me out there in radio land. But let's look at Black Lives Matter. Next Door, which is a community forum, wrote recently that it tolerates no bad-mouthing of the terrorist group BLM. You could be kicked off of Next Door. What happens to people who rightly proclaim all lives matter? They tell you, you can't say white lives matter, and we understand that all lives matter, but the bigger picture is around black. So in effect, they're telling you, don't say all lives matter. Watch your whiteness, white people. But what do we find out about the terrorist group Black Lives Matter? We find out that their co-founder just bought a $1.4 million home near Beverly Hills. Now tell me again that they didn't scam America. Because they've all been scammed. If you believe Black Lives Matter, you believe in the scam. And that's just the beginning. Even Black Lives Matter members have criticized its leadership for being sellouts. We got a lot to talk about today, folks. Glad you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So we talked earlier about the death of Prince Philip. And God, don't get me started. Oh, I cannot stand this idea of royals. But and it was funny because as I was sort of looking at his life, because I wanted to find something meaningful. What did he do that you would want to remember him for? That you would go, yeah, it's worthy of us talking about this guy. This is some obscure white dude that was born into royalty, and we're worldwide people. Oh, our condolences to the family. I lost an uncle this year, the day before Rush Limbaugh died, who means a million times more to me than Prince Philip. And it isn't just based on closeness. I mean, he's done more. I can tell you how our family feels about my uncle because we thought of him as Superman. I truly will tell you that. Everybody in our family, when you mention Uncle Willie, they talk about, oh, Superman. You know, he's a guy that no matter what, he's think of it, having a Navy SEAL in your family that every time the cake hits the fan, he's going to show up. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Thankfully, they also see me as Superman. One of my cousins called me up. He says, yeah, man, hey, we lost Uncle Willie, but yeah, we still got you, Kev. Because, see, I'm going to come get you. I don't care what the odds are. I'm going to show up and come get you. Never forget one of my buddies, Willie, different Willie. He's like a brother to me. He called me up one day. He said, "Hey, man, Stan's in trouble." And Stan is a guy who used to get us tickets so we could fly around the country, if not the world, going to karate tournaments to fight. Because if you didn't have a sponsor, this was back in the old days, but if you didn't have a sponsor, it was tough to get around. You didn't make a lot of money, and karate is not a cheap sport because you're getting kicked around pretty good, and you know you got medical issues and all that, and you got to train. And, I mean, it was expensive. It isn't like it is today, where I pay $300 for a baseball bat, but it was an expensive proposition. So anyway, Stan would get us cheap tickets. So we treated this guy like golden, like gold. And he was very effeminate. You know, he was gay. But, you know, I didn't know that for certain, but I pretty much could surmise it. Anyway, he gets himself into a pickle. He's delivering some tickets in a really bad area of Dallas. And so Willie calls me up. He says, "Hey, Kev," he says, "man, we got to go get Stan." I said, "Why, he's down in whatever area of town." And I was like, "What's he doing down there?" And Willie's like, "Man, he's delivering tickets." And he flashed his cash. And then Stan called and said, "Essentially, these people saw my money. And I know that when I step outside of this place," it's like a pool hall, "because whenever I step outside this place, they're going to roll me." So we were like, okay. So I think it was like 1 o'clock in the morning or something. I go to Willie's house. We get in his Porsche, gold slant nose Targa. I mean, a $70,000 car. This is decades ago. This is today's value, 200 grand. And we get in this car that seats two, by the way. And we go down there to go get Stan. So we show up at this thing, walk inside, and essentially Stan sees us, and it was like you would have thought he saw Santa Claus and he was 3 years old. He, "Oh yeah," and he comes over, and we just kind of look around the club like, "We good?" You know, and walk out, peel Stan in the back of this Targa. I mean, it was like getting him in a sardine can, because we have to push him in the back, because this is a slant nose Targa Porsche. If you just think any Porsche, and it's a two-seater, and we're peeling this 6'2", you know, black dude in the back of the car, and we take off. And it was funny because Willie was like, "We're putting ourselves in a dangerous situation for another friend," and we didn't think 2 seconds about it. That's what friendship's about for me. And that's why, even though my buddy Willie is a Democrat and a leftist in many respects, he doesn't realize it, but he's a conservative. But that's why we're lifelong friends, because it doesn't matter. I could tell Willie I'm facing 15 guys. They've got machetes. And he's like, "Where you at?" That'll be the next question out of his mouth. "Where are you?" He'll use the preposition wrong. "Where you at?" You know, because he doesn't speak good English. But he will be there, and I know that. And that's why those are the people you want to surround yourselves with. You think the Royals would come get you, Prince Phil? I'm just telling you that these people are just, oh God, they disgust me. They're just the least people likely to lead. I'm going to talk more about that in a minute. Anyway, Joe Biden and Jill Biden issued a late statement of condolence to the UK in response to the death of Prince Philip, which happened on Friday. It says the news of the Duke of Edinburgh's death broke early Friday morning, but it took more than 4 hours for the Biden White House to issue a statement to the UK. Frequently described by leaders of both countries as one of America's closest allies. Well, we know how that went over when baby Black Jesus was president and he sent back the bust of Churchill. But these guys are, you know, the protocol is you get the news of the death of a royal and then you're supposed to respond quickly. Well, they had to first go wait. It was 10 in the morning. They had to go wake Biden up. He had just stepped down for his nap, right? He'd been up since 8, You know, 2 hours of hard. By the way, did you guys see Biden trying to like have a little jog the other day? It looked like Mr. Magoo. I mean, remember him going up the steps and tripping up the steps in Air Force One? This is what it looked like. But he wants to exude youthfulness and all this as this dude looks like death eating a cracker. It's just funny to watch how the misinformation campaign that's going on about this guy. I'm going to talk about this. I promise you, I got something for you here later in the broadcast. Anyway, they go on to say George Bush did not wait for Biden before sending his own condolences for the news. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi released a statement, etc. And I come back to this. Why? Protocol, pomp and circumstance. You got to do it. What did he do? What? Look, I'm not trying to take anything away from his life and the people around him that love him and respect him as a grandpa and a father and whatever else. I'll give any person that. But why are we even focused on this at all is beyond me. Look it up. Tell me what this man has done to warrant the level of attention that he's getting outside of being considered, and I use my finger quotes, a royal. That's it. And we talk about this, you know, elitism and institutional racism and institutional blankism, and this is the height of it. It is amazing how hypocritical this is. We have to recognize him. He was a world leader. No, he wasn't. The Duke of Edinburgh. What? He had no official role in the government whatsoever. It's just strange to me. Anyway, more when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Brooklyn Center, Minnesota police chief believes an accidental discharge led to the police shooting death of Dante Wright. Chief Tim Gannon showing the body camera footage of the shooting from Sunday afternoon.
During this encounter, however, the officer drew their handgun instead of their taser. For informational purposes, we train with our handguns on our dominant side and our taser on our weak side.
It showed Wright struggling with police as he was being put in handcuffs. The officer shouting taser to warn of an incoming taser shot, but Gannon believes the officer mistakenly pulled out her handgun instead of her taser. The Minnesota National Guard already called up and still on high alert as riots and looting took place in Brooklyn Center Sunday. Hawaii and California are taking steps toward vaccine passports. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Some health experts are worried that Michigan's surge in COVID-19 cases among younger people could be a sign of things to come across the U.S. Dr. Richard Besser with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation tells NBC's Today Show,
that variant that was found in the UK is very concerning. It spreads easier. It is more deadly. And I worry when I see states letting up. You know, Dr. Fauci was saying it is premature to declare victory, especially when we see cases going up in a number of states.
Uber says rideshare bookings are up sharply for March. Uber saying ride requests increased by 9% for the month, which is the highest level since the pandemic began a year ago. Uber Eats recording $52 billion in sales for March, more than double from the previous year. Uber saying consumer demand for rides continues to rise as more and more people are vaccinated from COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Bachelor, I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's a guy, and he's being chased after by 50 women, and they call that reality TV. How about no? Yeah. That should be on the Sci-Fi Channel. That's what that should be on. If they want reality TV, take that guy, put him on a blind date with his aunt's coworker that just got out of a relationship and now she's all bitter and mad. That's reality TV.
Reality has been distorted. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You want to give us a ring, 844-551-8255. Reality. Yeah, what we don't face when we have the leftists giving us all their propaganda. It's insane. So Melissa and I were talking the other day, and she said something that's very profound, is something to consider. But human beings are the only thing on the planet that will follow the weakest, that allows the weakest to survive, so to speak. In other words, think about what the leftists have done. The leftists put a demented moron to lead them. Now, I don't know who the real string pullers are in this whole relationship with Joe Biden, but does it really matter? Because at the end of the day, they selected the weakest of their pride, their species to lead. As a conservative, would you follow Joe Biden? Let me just put it to you that way. Would you? Because I wouldn't. I tell people all the time, I'm an amazing follower if you're a good leader. But if you can't lead me, I will absolutely commit fratricide on you. I'm just going to keep it real. That's what they would do in Nam. They bring in these mealy mouse little lieutenants and stuff, and they're trying to lead troops into battle, and these guys are getting people killed. And you know what the real guys would do? They'd say, you know what? He's going to have to come to a bad ending. Oh, I know it sounds cruel. You people out there, Kevin, you'd kill your own guy. If your guy is going to get you killed, as far as I'm concerned, he's the enemy. If you're watching him get your brothers in arms killed, he's the enemy. It should be rarely used because you would never want to put people in charge. Or if you were the leader, you know what the smart lieutenants did, the ones who didn't know more than their first sergeant who'd been in combat before? They shut their mouths and they'd say, listen to your first sergeant. Oh, I know there are people out there going, Kevin, man, that's terrible. Yeah, well, as they say, there's got to be somebody willing to do the dirty work. So we have Democrats who will put a guy like Joe Biden in office, Joey Demento, to lead this country. What happens? Do you know why animals, that there's always a takeover of a pride of lions or whatever, like a congress of baboons, you know, they all have different names. Do you know why animals have to really show off in order to win over the hearts of the species, you know, whatever it is that they're taking over? Do you know that it is innate to the female of a species to look for the strongest male? That's why they have to battle it out. Have you watched any of these animal shows where, you know, the moose or the elk or the rams or the bears or whatever, they battle it out, the jaguar, they battle it out to see who is going to be. These dudes will be exhausted. These stags will be bloodied. And then they go get the harem. After all that, they go get the harem. And you know what? If he can't show that he's the strongest, the females reject him. They go, no, you're not going to father the next generation. And you know what that's called? It's called evolution. See, it's been part of the DNA of animals since the dawning of man. The men who were the strongest, the bravest, the smartest, they're the ones who the species, you know, propagated, the species. Not the dummies, not the morons. But now we live in a time where the morons, the weakest of us, they run stuff. Let me ask you, Barack Obama, would you tell me where you want him to represent you? You want to put him in the ring? You want to put him in I mean, Putin called out Biden and said, hey, I'll debate you. Let me ask you this. Let's not even talk about Biden and Putin getting into a physical match, because Putin would body slam, he'd pile drive his head. He might actually make Biden smarter if he pile drove his head into the ground, but he'd pile drive him. The dude is a black belt in judo, so forget that, right? That's not gonna happen. But in a battle of wits, a battle of intellect, any doubts on who would win this? See, I have none. Putin would clean Biden's proverbial clock, and everybody knows it. So the Russians are sitting over there. I mean, I'm just using him as an example. Putin's no, I mean, he's not, I don't, he's no great shakes. I debate Putin, but he's called Biden out, and Biden, there's no way he would respond. Absolutely no way. What's he going to brag about? His stellar border policy? He's put Kamala Harris in charge of the border. Do you know that neither he nor Kamala Harris have still gone to see the border situation that they've created? Have you heard much about it? No. If it were Donald Trump, you'd still be hearing about it. Do you think it's gone away? Of course not. We've just moved on. Because the media doesn't want to address it. The disinformation minions are going, go look somewhere else. So the subterfuge continues elsewhere. Now the new stats on Wu Flu are the number of people who are getting vaccinated. It's a lie. Total lie. They keep grabbing money for it, but it's a lie. All the governors are, we're the most vaccinated state. Look at us. We're the most vaccinated state. They're vaccinating everybody, but they're still telling you, wear your mask and all that. We've got Texas, who is proving. Fauci came on the other day and said, I don't understand why Texas is not getting more Wu Flu, even though they've taken the mask off and they're not, you know, doing any of the things that the CDC says. Well, I know why. Because it was a scam. They can no longer tout. Now that Trump is out of office, they can't give you the data that says it's all growing when they have to show you how great things are going under Biden. See, they put themselves in a rock and a hard place. Let's talk about the economy for a bit, because Joe Biden has, you know, he's going to improve the economy that was the best economy in the world. Joe Biden's got the new solution. And then the weekly jobless claims rose to 744,000 for the week, according to the Department of Labor last week. They had forecasted a decline to 680,000 from the previous week's 719,000. So we're still losing jobs at an amazing clip. Why? Because Joe Biden and his governors still don't want to open the states. They don't want to let people go back to normal because they want to implement universal basic income and all these other lame brain ideas. They want to give tens of thousands of dollars to immigrants in New York while businesses are being scuttled. 29% of New York's businesses were scuttled during the scamdemic, and they want to give money to immigrants. What'd I tell you? We put the weakest people in charge. We're the only species that, and by the way, conservatives, give yourselves a hand, because you are not stupid enough to follow dumb, feckless leaders. You know what we do? If you have somebody that doesn't know what they're doing, let me tell you what you do as a conservative. You say, I'm leaving. That dude is a menace, or that girl doesn't know what the heck she's doing. I'll go do my own thing. And that's part of our problem, too, by the way. See, because everybody thinks they can go do their own thing. That is. And Democrats will follow a knucklehead, and they'll coalesce around him like they did with Obama. They will build the media strategy around him. They'll make him bigger than life, and they will, because they're collectively in agreement that they got to get rid of us. But we, and to our credit, I don't blame you. I wouldn't follow an Obama or a Biden. But what we should do is we should follow, figure out who to follow, and then coalesce around it. Closest we've ever come to that is Donald Trump. So we're different than leftists. We're going to follow the leaders, but when there is no leader there, we need to all coalesce together. And that would be our strength. Try to do that. Just tough to do. Anyway, the Biden's numbers are horrible. And is anybody surprised? I don't think so.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I really do want you to think about the concept of following the weakest. How the animal kingdom selects out the best of its gene pool by making those who are going to propagate the species be the toughest, the smartest, whatever. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. The left, I always tell you, leftism has one place to go. It implodes on itself. It's in a death spiral every single day. And the only way they can control it is they have to control your money. The only way they can control your money is they have to give themselves power. Now, the thing that they fear the most is conservatives. We are smart. And there comes a point where we say we will not be led by corrupt, weak people. Weak in body, weak in mind. We won't do it. And they fear that. So they have to connive all the time. They're always looking for ways to keep us from exercising our true power. Why do you think they want your guns? Why do you think they want your speech? You're brighter than they are. We are smarter than they. So that scares them. Our ideas are legit. And you want to know why our ideas are legit? Because they're not born of anything that we want. We believe in the collective. We believe in the commune of America, the things where we should come together as one. But we also believe in our individualism and our freedoms, and we believe that is sacrosanct over everything else. And the left hate it because they've got to figure out a way. How do I get to your money and you can do nothing about it? That, I mean, think of it that way. That is truly their motivation. How can I get your money and make you have no recourse? So they put the worst people in power. You scratching your head going, Ilhan Omar? This is a chick that came from a third world crap hole, comes to America, complains. That's who you want as your leader? Really? Joe Biden, do I really need to give you his past again? This guy is a political relic. He should be. His career was over decades ago. And he rose from the worst. I mean, you couldn't pick a worse candidate. Hillary Clinton. Barack Obama. Horrible. That's who they wanted. They wanted a guy, but Barack Obama, who said, I'm not prepared to be president. Oh, great. Bravo. Bring him on. And that's who ran this country for 8 years into the ground. If you had to guess who's the least effective member of Congress, where would you start? It's a trick question. On the left, silly. Come on, you know. Even with that hint, you still have a lot of morons to choose from if you're going to pick the least effective congressperson. For example, pick any member of the Congressional Black Circus. Those circus clowns, who do you want? Maxine Waters? Clyburn? I mean, Hank Johnson? Guam tipping over Hank? Those clowns are so far gone, they are only taken seriously by their owners, the elite Democrats who run that plantation. Speaking of Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leaders Chuck Schumer, they've done well for their special interests, hauling in trillions through these various farces. So we can eliminate them. They've done their job. And let's not forget those two rich white elitists. Not only who pulled off the biggest scam in American history, they pulled off the biggest election cheat in American history. You got to eliminate them. As much as you may have disdain for Pelosi and Schumer, you got to give them credit for that. So who do we have left? Well, there are lots of congressional leftists who got elected and now hold dominion, wink, wink, over many Americans, who are as feckless as their newly appointed leader, Joey Demento Biden. So how would you choose? How would you choose the person who is the worst in Congress? Well, according to the New York Post, AOC is the least effective Congress person something, insert your pronoun here. She's the queen of Twitter, they write, but less successful at lawmaking. I didn't even realize this. I just want you guys to understand. I knew she was a piece of work. She's dumb. She's just a bartender. But I didn't realize how bad she was. This article goes on. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was among the least effective members of the last Congress, according to a new survey from the nonpartisan Center for Effective Lawmaking, a joint project of Vanderbilt University and the University of Virginia. Now, when you start stamping things with university on it, you get it. See, this is not a right-wing conspiracy against AOC. And just for the record, I don't even need the University of Virginia and Vanderbilt University telling me how stupid AOC is. Just go look at her Twitter account. Look at anything she writes. There's occasional times where she has some lucidity, and she will say things that that go against her own leftists, and they can't stand her for it. But there's an occasional grain of truth to what she says. But for the most part, she's as dumb as they come. I mean, she makes blondes look smart. No offense to the blondes out there. Especially, certainly the conservative blonde ladies. You beautiful women. Anyway, they said AOC introduced a total of 21 bills, which the center defined as substantive. But that is where the story ends. Her legislation received no action in committees, no floor votes, and none ever became law, according to the center, which takes its data from congress.gov. By the way, let's talk about Green. What's her name? Maureen something Green. This woman is a stud. She's now requiring Congress to do floor votes or whatever. I don't know the technical terminology, so I apologize. But what it means is they must show up to vote on legislation, all of them, and that's what's preventing Congress from getting anything done. That's what's preventing the House from doing any of the stuff that Pelosi wants to do. They're requiring that everybody be present. She is. It's a procedural thing, but what genius! I remember years ago when they would say things like, Congress doesn't get anything done because there's always somebody, you know, pushing back on both sides. And I remember a very sage person that I respected at the time, an engineer, he says, that's a good thing. Because I was like, man, they never get anything done. I was reading this. He goes, no, that's a good thing. He goes, you don't want them getting a lot done. Because see, that's all they do is sit around thinking of ways to get you. He goes, you want what they call gridlock. So only the most necessary things get through. And see, what then the bad news is that's why they tack everything onto appropriations bills. And like, we can't starve the military, man. So they throw everything on there. But if we're smart and we finally get to where the only thing you can do is vote on that item, like the military or whatever, that particular item. And they call it, I forget what they call it, but not line item veto, but where you, it's single issue legislation. When we get to that, and we give the president line item veto, we will, this nation will run amazingly so. It will run great. Marjorie Taylor Greene, is that her name? Anyway, what a breath of fresh air. They want you to believe she's a kook. She's not a kook. She's a very, very smart lady who is keeping this country. She's defending the wall right now. One of the few. Anyway, going back to AOC, they said it's clear that she was trying to get her legislative agenda moving and engage with the lawmaking process, but she wasn't as successful as some of the other members were, even among other freshmen, at getting people to pay attention to her legislation. So see, what's funny about this is it's Pelosi saying, yeah, you can be a big mouth. You can go out there and talk about all this stuff all you want. But when it comes to actually being effective, I will cut you off at the knees. I will Tonya Harding you, Nancy Kerrigan. You will never skate again. They said, when looking at the legislative effectiveness of all congressional Democrats, AOC was ranked 230th out of 240 Democrats. Among the 19 Democrat lawmakers from New York State, she ranked dead last. So she's a big mouthpiece that gets nothing done. And if you think that's by accident, you'd be dead wrong.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.